any old excuse is not to go. Neither one of us wanna take that taxi home.
Script and Millionaire, 6 minutes past eight. The most, I've actually gone a little bit of a quiver after 26 days. I was just about to set up our celebrity caller and tell you that Howard Jones doesn't phone the show. During the course of that record, literally 15 seconds ago, the phone rang. Caller, reveal yourself.
Hello, Darren, it's Howard here.
This really is Howard Jones?
Yes, yes it is.
Howard Jones has finally phoned the show. Wow.
Well, everywhere I was going around town, people were telling me about it, and I thought, I really should do this.
Howard, this anyway, is a crack, great, I can't great. Believe it. Do you know, all right, Mel, who's usually here with me, she's in Cornwall at the moment. She is going to be absolutely devastated that she's not here and you phoned. This really is Howard Jones. This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. Wow, so... deep breath, Darren. Whew, 26 days it's taken. So
is that a long time in terms of a campaign?
Well, I mean, considering it was something I used to do quite a while ago on a radio station that I used to work for, and I thought, well, let's try it on Tone FM, see how it goes. Because I wasn't aware that you lived in or around Somerset, and then somebody mentioned it, and then I thought, okay, well, let's try Howard Jones, my era. I didn't believe it, and then obviously people started to get in touch with us and say he does live in Somerset, and seen him about town, and I was sort of googling stuff that you've been doing, and I thought, okay, it's a possibility, but 26 days, that's great. I was convinced at some point that you would do it, so you finally got here. Welcome to the show. Wow.
Right, well, thank you.
So I can't believe how busy you still are.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was up in Scotland on the weekend and playing the Rewind Festival up there, and it was honestly 30,000 people. It was sold out on the Saturday, so I can't believe it either. You know, I've been doing festivals all summer, and they've all been selling out, and it's just 30 years. You know, since I released my first single, so it's I think it's amazing that it's all, you know, gone so well.
It's testament, really, to how people still love the 80s stuff, doesn't it?
It is, really. You know, it's all the songs, and, you know, people grew up with those songs, and they it's part of their DNA, and they love coming. People love going out to festivals now, don't they? Out into the, you know, sunny day. And,
absolutely.
You know, take the family, and it's just absolutely... I think it's a lot to do with festivals being broadcast on the TV, and people go, hey, I'd like to do a bit of that, but they want to do it for their own music, if you know what I mean.
Is that your favourite festival then, the Rewind?
No, actually, my favourite one of the year actually was one I did up in Bristol. It's called Let's Rock Bristol, because it was just the atmosphere up there was amazing. There was families and it was a beautiful sunny day. It's a beautiful location. I really enjoyed that.
Of course, as one of the incentives that you've been offered to phone the show after 26 days was to have a headline spot at the Newt Beer Festival next year.
So I didn't know about that.
Right, well, it has been offered. Frank Clegg, who's the promoter of the festival, he came in last week, and he's basically said, look, the incentives that you've been offered to phone are incredible, so you're going to get like a load of prizes land on your doorstep at some point, because the Ministry of Cake have offered you a whole load of free fudge cake, and it's the best fudge cake in the world right now. Obviously, a free because you're a vegetarian, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Free veggie burgers and cider at the Newt Beer Fest, along with a headline slot next year as well.
So the list goes on. What actually did it for me, which turned the corner, was when I got a tweet from the mayor.
I thought
at that point I've really got to respond. I've got to.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, I'll tell you what, I wish the mayor was here, Libby Lisgo. She'll be so delighted that you phoned if she hasn't been listening to this, but I'll make sure.
Great. Well, it's great, you know. I mean obviously, you know, you've done really well with this radio station, you know, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, setting up it's a community one, isn't it? You know,
that's right, yeah. And you're a big supporter of things that go on in and around the community, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I do. I'm going to the flower show on Friday, In Taunton. I can't wait for that.
Well, that's really good, because we're going to be broadcasting there on the Friday. So
are you?
You must come and say hello.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will.
You won't be able to miss us, because we're going to be in our Spider Dome, which is this little inflatable dome thing with Tony Fenn written all over the side of it. So you can't miss us. While you're on the phone, I've got to try and milk this as much as I can while you're here. So I know you're busy. I know you're getting ready a trip to the States and to Mexico soon as well.
Yeah.
Does that sort of surprise you, your popularity even now on the other side of the pond?
Well, you know, it was interesting, because you see, when I was a kid, I grew up in Canada, and I lived in Ottawa for about 3 years. So I was very plugged into American culture, and that was part of my ambition when I was young, was to do well in North America. So it was always at the back of my mind. I wanted. So as we were doing stuff in the UK, we were touring America in the same way, you know, small clubs and going and visiting the radio stations and all that stuff, and gradually built up. And it was really hard grafting, really, and America kind of really responded to that, and I had probably my biggest success over there. So that's why it's continued through the years, you know.
How do you think the fans differ in America to, say, over here in the UK?
Well, American fans are very sort of loud and vocal, and they shout a lot and jump up and down. But the British audience is maybe a little bit more reserved, but still, you feel the love, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest shock is going from sometimes I've done tours where I've been in America and then I've gone to Japan, where they're so polite, they don't want to make any noise in case they disturb you, and that's a huge shock. And you kind of get to the end of a song, there's polite applause, and then nothing.
Wow.
And that's quite a shock. So, but then after the show, when you're trying to leave the venue, there's almost like a riot of people, all this pent up emotion trying to grab you and stuff.
You often hear when superstars arrive in places like Japan that they're mobbed at the airport, and everywhere they go they have to have like guards and stuff, because they can't go anywhere without getting mobbed.
But they're just so respectful and polite. They don't want to, you know, make a big fuss during the show.
Well, that's probably the time that you want the big fuss, isn't it?
Because it, you know, can be an insecure position being on stage.
So just going back to the Rewind Festival, which obviously was in Scotland on Saturday night, it must be quite a lot of fun actually doing those festivals, because you're kind of teaming up with your old mates, really, because they're all around at the same time, weren't you?
But that's actually one of the best bits about it. I mean, for instance, on Saturday, I linked up with Karen Wheeler, who
Soul
is
a
singer from Soul to Soul, of course, and she used to be in my band. She was in the three girl group called Aphrodisiac, and they toured with me for about 5 years during the 80s. So, Karen's a real friend, and I hadn't seen her like for about 10 years. So we kind of hooked up on Saturday, and I got a great picture of her and me. I'm gonna tweet that later.
If you're gonna follow Howard's tweets, by the way, at Howard Jones. Can I just say have just switched on in the last few moments, this is Howard Jones on the phone. He's finally found. I've just had a friend of mine, my little orange friend, who's just texted me and said, "You are the man." tell me something. Is Karen, Karen Wheeler?
Yeah.
Is she Alexandra Burke's mum?
No.
Oh right. I must have misread that somewhere. Sorry.
No.
Thought I'd ask. So now I know.
No. But I can understand why you think that, but no.
Now let's just talk about some of the stuff you're doing at the moment. You're kind of into your dance music now, aren't you? Sort of.
Very fortunately, this. Amazing DJ Cedric Gervais has just done a great remix of one of my tracks from the Dream Interaction album. Things can only get better.
Yeah. Great video, by the way. I love the telephone the bloke uses in the Rolling Stones telephone.
That's right. It's got some great sort of 80s jokes in there, isn't it?
Brilliant.
I get sent a lot of remixes, which I really hate most of them, but Cedric's one was just amazing. So we. decided to really get involved with that one, and it's doing brilliantly all around the world except in the UK.
Oh, brilliant.
But that's the, I mean, but you know, in a way that's a good thing, because the UK is a kind of place where, you know, new things are generated, and it's a real birthplace of new trends and new things, and that's what the UK does, and that's great. So, and then, you know, there's plenty of places in the world that are where track's doing really well.
Mm. Oh, that's excellent news. Right, now, as far as gigs in the UK go, you've got some stuff in November, some shows in November, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm doing sort of 2 30th anniversary shows, because it's 30 years since I released new songs. So I thought, you know, it's just an excuse for a party, and time to do something new. So what I've done is I've written a new piece of music. It's like 35 minutes long. It's made out of 6 different sections, and I've been filming videos that go closely linked with the music.
Yeah.
So the show's going to be like, the first bit is going to be acoustic with songs from my career, then this new piece of music, and then the end will be like party time with the hits and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a bit, you know, it's a kind of celebration really with the fans, and I'm putting a lot of effort into it actually, because it's in a way, you know, people have stuck with me all this time, and I really want to look after them.
Yeah. As like a big thank you as well.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Howard, I would love to sit here and talk for ages with you. There's so much I know that we can talk about. Can I just say thank you so much for phoning after all this time? And I suppose I need to let the mayor know that you've called, if she hasn't.
Yes, yes, if you would, because it really tipped the balance. That
brilliant.
I thought, oh no, I've really got it. I've really got it.
You're properly cornered.
The mayor's on my case now. I've really got it.
Listen, would you mind if I invite? If you're going to be around on Friday at the Flower Show, then please come over and say hello. It'll be great to meet you and have a chat then. But also, sort of when you come back from America, it'd be great for you to come in and maybe have a chat, maybe do a show with us sometime. That'd be really, really good.
Okay, I'll do that. Dan.
Excellent, Howard Jones. Thank you so much for phoning the show.
Okay, cheers, mate. All the best, and good luck with the station.
Great. Excellent. Howard, can you hang on the line 2 seconds, just so that you're trying to have a chat with you off air? Thank you very much. We got him after 26 days. Brilliant. Mel is going to be so upset that she's missed this, but she's away at the moment. Howard Jones has finally called Tone FM.